Hey, this is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I'm going to talk to you about what we're doing in the gym this week. But first, I want to discuss something with you before the New Year's resolution season hits. I got nothing against New Year's resolutions, but if you make your New Year's resolution to be work out more, or start working out, or start exercising, you might be missing the point. First timers to my gym, Catalyst, usually do a double take. Since fitness culture has kind of burrowed headfirst into being machine dominant, seated training, you go to the gym, you sit on a machine, you pump the little handle or whatever. Our concept of functional movement at high intensity isn't always familiar to people. It might even be scary. So after a weekend or a week of doing on-ramp at my gym, people do get their head around our setup, which changes every day, and it looks completely different every time you walk in. And we tailor every single workout, so that means we have to change our gym around every time you're here. It really takes a good month to kind of get used to that, walking into a gym and seeing only a few things set out for you. But the point of doing a workout is not to do a workout. It's not self-fulfilling. Simply working out doesn't guarantee you anything. It doesn't mean that you're going to save the game when it's on the line, or save the mission, or save your life, at least not for long. When you start, any workout will improve your life, but you can't just keep starting over and over and expect progress. The point of physical exercise is continuing physical self-improvement. Now, that can be true in a broad sense, like CrossFit, or in a narrow one, such as sport-specific movement. It can mean a lot of different things to different people. It could mean looking better. It could mean feeling better. It could mean avoiding pain. It could be feeling happier. But showing up is not enough in any of those cases. In the same way that going to church doesn't magically endow you with spirituality, religion, like any love affair, takes work, a gym membership doesn't bless you with fitness. It's also true of education. Showing up doesn't get you an A, at least it shouldn't. Grading based on attendance, especially at the college level, is building an unrealistic expectation into young people that just showing up is what counts. It doesn't, but I digress. We want you to get your butt into the gym, move it a lot, and leave you better than you were. Now, if we can do that in 20 minutes, why would you want to hang around for 2 hours walking on treadmills and doing biceps curls? Yeah, I mean, you want to see your training partners. You want to take them for coffee, you know, maybe after the gym. That's great. Buy your spotters lunch, but don't base your social network on spending 2 hours in the gym every day. We celebrate success more loudly than most. We yell and cheer and we bark encouragement because we love helping you get better. That's why we're here. We didn't build our gym so that you'd hang around here for 2 hours. And that means we tell you exactly what to do. We've got the equipment set up for you when you get here. And what you do is going to change every single time. Now, we'll go for coffee afterward. Here's what we're doing with our gym this month to help you get more fit and better. First, let's start with this week. December 2nd, we're going to do a strength day. We're going to be working on two more complex movements. One is the push press and one is the clean. Now, the clean is probably the closest resemblance to shoveling snow in the gym there actually is, other than, you know, grabbing one end of a barbell and like moving it like it's a snow shovel. A clean teaches your body to use your hips and your glutes and your hamstrings to lift a heavy load from the ground instead of using your back. We just had an enormous snowstorm in Sault Ste. Marie and surrounding area on the weekend. This is when our hospital emergency rooms get busiest. This is when chiropractors make most of their money. This is when people get rhabdo. It's because they're not prepared. They're not trained, in other words, to deal with a heavy snowfall. And so they're lifting heavy snow. They're pushing heavy snow. They are pushing and pulling their car out of the snowbank. You know, they're shoving things around. Even using a snow float can injure you if you're not trained for it. And that's what we're training for. Tuesday, we're going to be doing a hard HIIT workout. So we're going to be starting with 10 reps of the power clean and then rowing 500 meters and then doing 7 reps of the power clean and then rowing 500 meters and then 5 reps of cleans, row 500 meters and power clean for 3 reps. Sounds simple. 2 exercises. You're not doing any pec flies, push-ups, push press, pull downs. You don't have an upper body day. But this workout is going to use your hips effectively. It's going to train your glutes. It's going to train your hamstrings. It's going to make you strong. It's going to improve your cardiovascular capacity all at once. The workout itself will take you probably about 15 minutes. We'll be warming up for quite a bit of time. We'll be practicing the skills so that you do the workout effectively and get the most from it, but you're just going to be going really, really hard for about 15 minutes. Now, compare that with what I just said about people going to a normal access-based gym. They're going to be there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, but they're not working really hard for any longer than you are working hard for 15 minutes. In fact, if you added up all this time that they actually spent lifting the weights, pulling the rope, walking on the treadmill, it's probably less than 15 minutes. And those 15 minutes probably weren't hard. The first set of curls they did were pretty easy. The next set were medium, and maybe the third set was worth something. Every rep that you do at this gym, Catalyst, counts. They all mean something and they all force a change. Yes, you're here shorter than other people are, but you are still more productive than they are, even if they're spending twice as long at their gym. And that's what makes me proud. Wednesday, we're going to start with a strength work. We're going to do some sumo deadlift and some thruster. Now, the sumo deadlift is really interesting, and people with shorter legs and longer torsos do better with this lift because it's more like a squat. You're going to take a really wide stance. So you're going to be using your adductors more, your hamstrings more. Your lower back is going to brace the load, which is good for it, but you're going to be lifting mostly with your glutes, which is amazing in our seated society. And then the thruster is the opposite movement pattern. It's a front squat into a press. You have to hold your breath. You have to go really fast. You have to generate force against the ground. You have to get a weight over your head. Hey, look, this will prepare you for life better than almost any other exercise. And the combination of the two of these things together will keep you out of the nursing home, will make you stronger than any of your friends. And, you know, you'll be the one pushing cars out of the ditch. Then we're going to do an aerobic cycle of farmer's carry, walking lunge, sled push, sled pull, and rest. You're going to keep moving. This is going to make you really, really strong, but it's also going to burn a ton of calories, and most of those calories are going to come from fat. Thursday, we're going to start with this HIIT workout from CrossFit called Hansen. Now, this is on the clock. It's going to feel like a game. You're racing against your own previous best. You're racing against your own mental limits, your physical limits. There are other people doing this with you. You're not racing them. They are racing themselves. You are racing your own yesterday. You're going to do 5 rounds on the clock for time of 30 kettlebell swings, 30 burpees, and 30 sit-ups. Those are all very simple movements, aren't they? But it's going to be hard to push yourself, and that's the real value of doing it. Then we're going to be moving into strength supersets of dips and pull-ups, push-ups and bent-over rows, sit-ups and back extensions. What we're doing here is kind of like balancing out each joint. I'm sure you know lots of people who do way too many push-ups and nothing with their back, so their whole upper body is curved over. They look like they're flexing all the time. I know, you know somebody who's doing way too many biceps curls and no triceps extensions, and so they develop tendonitis, for example, in their elbows, or their arms don't grow, or whatever, right? Like, you have to have balance around each joint. And then we're going to be doing a little bit of aerobic work. So Thursday is a big, big day. You're going to be doing walking lunges, shoulder presses, step and squat, shoulder presses, and then resting, breathing through your nose the entire time, and just basically burning fat. Friday, we've got a super fun CrossFit high-intensity interval training workout, HIIT, called Danny. And again, you're competing against yourself. You're on the clock. You've got 20 minutes this time, and you're going to do as many rounds as you can in 20 minutes of 30 box jumps, 20 push presses, and 30 pull-ups. That's tough. Some people are only going to get one round. Some people will get one round and maybe start the second round. Some people will get 3 rounds. Whatever you're trying to get, just do better than you've ever done before on this particular workout. Impress yourself. That's the person who matters most. I'm Chris Cooper. This is The Catalyst, and that is our week ahead.